Bisexual Awareness Week on Pride Radio with NHS Business Service Authority.
It's the big interview celebrating Bisexual Awareness Week with our friends at NHS Business Services Authority. And as part of this series, I'm chatting to leading figures from the bi community and organisations who offer help, support and guidance. To tell me more about the work Stonewall does for the bi community, I'm delighted to be joined by the Associate Director of Communications and Campaigns. There's a title. It's Sasha Misra. Hello there.
Hello, thank you for having me, Peter.
Well, first of all, the Associate Director of Communications and Campaigns, I don't have to curtsy, throw flowers or salute you. What an amazing title. What does that do?
Well, no one does pomp and pageantry quite like the UK, does it, Peter? We know that. So I'm responsible for coordinating all the external communications efforts across Stonewall, whether that's press and PR, campaigning, marketing or community engagement with Prides, as an example.
And for those that don't know, tell us about Stonewall. What's its purpose?
So Stonewall has been involved in every major battle for LGBTQ equality since we were founded in the late 1980s. We're currently the world's second largest LGBTQ charity globally, and we work in the UK and overseas. But we're actually quite a small operation when we began in the late 1980s. It was about a dozen founders that were set up in response to the Conservative government of the time, creating a new order, Section 28, which banned the promotion of homosexuality in our schools. So since then, we've campaigned for equality on same-sex marriage, for the right for LGBT people to fight in our armed forces. And from 2015 onwards, we've expanded our remit to fight for transgender equality as well. And quite recently, we did a bi report which looked at some of the specific issues that faced people that identify under the bi umbrella.
Which is a perfect link into this. And just quick, a little name check for Lord Michael Cashman. He's one of our patrons. He'll be listening to this. So we've got to give Michael a mention because he was there as one of the founders. So you have produced this amazing bi report. It came out 2020. It's got lots of graphs, which is always good for people like me. What did you find out? What do we know about the bi community in the UK?
Well, what we found out is that bi people, we know, often a forgotten part of the LGBTQ acronym, and they face very specific issues and challenges unique to them, which need to be addressed and kind of pulled out separately. So one of the main things that we saw were that only one in five bi people are out to their family, compared to three in five gay men and lesbians, and two in five bi people, nearly half, hide or disguise a sexual orientation at work for fear of discrimination. And what we really found is actually that bi people face what's known as double discrimination. So we know that bi people have a lot of like specific kind of like tropes or kind of stereotypes specific to them. And something anyone that's LGBTQ will know is that like how exhausting it is to kind of like come out to your family and friends.
Yeah.
Bi people ultimately have to do twice as much work because they have to come out to the straight people, and there's also kind of like explaining and kind of like affirming and validating their identity sometimes between people in our own communities, all of which serves to have significant mental health impacts on bi people.
And why do you think that the bi community has felt forgotten? Is it that there's been so much focus on lesbian and gays and now trans that bi has just been left behind? Is there not enough representation on television or in the media for the bi community? Or is it, you know, we've got a lot of lessers within our fantastic community. It's now time to focus on the bi.
Exactly. So I think that there's like a bit of an assumption there that by dealing with gay issues, by dealing with lesbian issues, you're automatically dealing with bi issues. And as we've discussed just now, there are very specific issues and challenges that they face. And one of them, you hit upon a point on media kind of representation. There's plenty of kind of bi media representation, but it's not always positive. And it often speaks through kind of like bi people through like the lens of kind of like them being promiscuous or kind of indecisive, or all these other kind of damaging tropes that just kind of like lead to the impression that bi people aren't to be trusted, or that like they aren't who they say they are, and all these other things that lead to kind of miscommunication, just ultimately misunderstanding about what it is to be bi.
And I've been speaking to a number of people over these series of interviews, and a couple of people pointed out that it's always the bi person, predominantly the female, that seems to be the serial killer in TV shows as well. So it's kind of bad representation, as you said, that sometimes the bi community gets.
Yeah, it's that bi danger, isn't it? And it doesn't actually speak to kind of like our real world experiences. And it just leads to like, you know, we talk about like the efforts in kind of coming out, and like what's really important is that you're believed when you're coming out. And these kind of like portrayals, these kind of like stereotypings really mean it's a lot more difficult to get over the hump of explaining who you are, and that this isn't just a phase, this isn't just kind of like any other thing, but this is actually like a real fundamental and immovable part of who you are.
And it's Bi Awareness Week, which culminates in Bi Visibility Day. How important is it for us to have these weeks, both for somebody that doesn't identify as bi, but also for the bi community?
It's important because it gives a community opportunity to come together and share their experiences, and to really, you know, like you mentioned at the beginning, and we all know that like the LGBTQ movement, it's a committed kind of unified kind of movement for progress. But like we share large scale issues, large scale societal challenges, but what we don't always get the opportunity to do is really take a deeper dive into the issues facing each particular segment, each particular letter of our community. And it's a great opportunity for us to really shine a light on kind of like the huge challenges that bi people face in terms of kind of like, you know, particularly in Medicare, like the mental health ramifications of kind of like what we've spoke about kind of like the challenges of kind of coming out, about kind of like some of the invisibility when like to give an example, if you're going if you're going to a healthcare setting, it might be difficult for you to get specific kind of healthcare that you need because you're seen as being in a heterosexual relationship, as an example. So it's really important that we come together and really listen and work out how we can all support each other better to be part of that unified movement.
And you've done this amazing report, and it's available on Stonewall's website for anybody to download. And I urge you all to do it, because some fascinating research there. But now that you've got a report, what will Stonewall do? Has it got any campaigns in mind to support the bi community? Is it more that it's not so much public facing, it's speaking to government and speaking to businesses, etc.? How does Stonewall use this information now going forward?
Well, a huge chunk of our work now is actually to build on that and make sure that bi people are able to be supported to be themselves and live their lives completely and openly in every space of their life. That's one of the reasons why we work with over 900 workplaces with the Diversity Champions programmes. And we see that a lot of workplaces specifically come to us. Our Diversity Champions programme has bespoke curriculums that cater to the organisation, the workplace's needs. And a lot of them are coming to us and saying that they want to work with us to enable by employees specifically to feel more kind of able to be themselves. And like that takes us right back to what we said at the top of this interview, isn't it? That yeah. Like bi people are significantly less likely to be out and kind of open and living as their true selves. We also kind of mirror that work within schools and universities, and also within sports clubs as well. You know, that we've been supporting kind of like Jake Daniels, footballer, to kind of come out, and another footballer came out over a weekend, and we want to make sure that we're creating the infrastructure, the scaffolding, the knowledge, basically, to help give these institutions the like the information and the confidence that they need to respond to the LGBTQ employees' needs.
And finally, what message would Stonewall have, and I know it's a wide-ranging question, but for people who identify as bi, for our allies, for businesses and organisations, as we celebrate Bi Visibility and Bi Awareness Week, is it, you know, educate yourself, be more open? What are the key messages that you would like people to pick up from?
I think the key message is that actually we're seeing kind of like a really hostile external environment at the moment, and a lot of ramping up of kind of like anti-LGBTQ rhetoric. And while a lot of that is aimed at kind of like trans identities, we're seeing a lot of that around kind of bi identities as well. And I think the most important thing for us all to understand is, one, that that doesn't reflect the reality. Like, our research that we've done along with partners shows that the majority of people within the UK today, like, are supportive of LGBTQ identities, and that's all LGBTQ identities. So you shouldn't be kind of like living in fear where like society is continuing to progress. And the other messages for those that wish to be an ally, I think like the most important thing is to listen, to kind of like to help kind of like understand the experiences. We know that societal change comes through people actually knowing gay people, lesbian people, bi people, and that's a process that we're currently going through right now. And like, we know that so much damage has been done in the past through kind of like these media depictions. So if, you know, a bi person in their life, really take the time to like understand them and their experiences and help to kind of identify what the reality of being bi looks like.
Well, LGBT in Britain, the Bi Report, is available on Stonewall's website. Sasha, thank you very much, and your colleagues, for all the amazing work that you do on behalf of the community. And it sounds like you're very busy by the amount of pinging that's been going on during this interview, unless you're at Tesco's and you're scanning your till. I don't know what you're doing right now. You know, have I caught you out while you were shopping?
Sorry, I think it's all the complaints surface interview coming into my inbox.
Well, I'll let you crack on with those. Sasha, thank you very much for your time.
Bisexual Awareness Week on Pride Radio with NHS Business Service Authority.